strap. Welcome to South Sound Scrambled. Today we have a jam-packed session with Alex, Alistair, Noah and me, Mark. This show contains a big debate and an interview with Cambridge 105's breakfast show, Julian Clover. But now it's time to hand over to Alistair with Noah and, yes, Julian.
Welcome to our next interview with Julian at Cambridge 105 Radio.
We're going to ask Julian some questions about his job and what he likes to do. So go ahead, Alice.
So first question, what sort of radio station is Cambridge 105?
Well, what's called a community station, so fairly small. We're broadcasting to the city of Cambridge and also South Cambridgeshire as well. So the city and some of the villages as you get outside of Cambridge. And listeners get a mix of different things during the day. It's what we call hits and headlines. So hopefully popular music for people. And also the latest news about what's happening in Cambridge. Maybe some travel news and some guests coming in to talk about what they're doing as well. And then in the evenings and the weekends, we have specialist music shows, so folk and rock and country, and things about food and books and films, all sorts of different shows.
So would you say it's like an overall covering most of the things you'd think about, or just is it specifically talk about one?
No, lots of different things. I kind of figure that with a station, lots of stations today just have one thing. They play one type of music all day long, and that's all you get. With us, we've got more of a variety, but I kind of see it doesn't matter if we're everybody's second favourite radio station, because, you know, somebody might be interested in food, somebody else might want to hear some soul music, perhaps. So different people will tune into to different things. And above all, of course, an important thing is that we're talking about Cambridge, which is what people really want to find out when they listen to us.
So you mentioned lots of different guests. What sort of guests would you have on the show?
Oh, let me think. In the last few days, I've had politicians, local councillors, talking about the congestion charge. This morning, I had the assistant director of the Museum of Zoology, and he was in talking about the duck-billed platypus, because he's doing a talk all about Australian animals in a few weeks' time. So comes in. Hopefully people found what he had to say interesting. And then, of course, they'll go along to his little talk in a few weeks and maybe learn a little bit more.
So speaking of that conversation, I wouldn't say it's random, but when people are talking, do you have to sometimes agree with most of the things they're saying or be interested in what they're talking about?
You have to be interested. And you find out all sorts of things that you never thought that you would want to know. Like, I was interviewing somebody and I discovered that hair straighteners were apparently invented in Cambridge. Now, we hear all the exciting things like DNA and these little Alexa smart speakers were invented in Cambridge. But hair straighteners? Who on earth would have thought that hair straighteners would have been invented in Cambridge? In fact, you would have thought they'd been invented anywhere, really, would you?
Yeah, so kind of random, almost.
Yeah, very much so. And, you know, you've got to say, it's interesting to find out these things, but of course, your job as a presenter is, even if you're not interested, you've got to, you know, show some kind of enthusiasm and interest in what people are talking about to make people keep listening.
See, so we kind of have, this podcast is kind of random. One reason we couldn't decide on a topic, and another reason is it just covers loads of different topics that some people may be interested in. So your radio station, our podcast, it's kind of similar.
Yeah, that sounds like they are. Yeah.
Yeah. So, is there any other questions you would like to ask?
Something random. Have you got a pet?
Have I got a pet? No, I haven't. No. I have enough trouble looking after myself, so
yeah.
I don't really need a pet as well.
No. Did you ever want a pet, or did you have one? Do you have a favourite?
I don't. I'm more of a cat person than a dog person. I would say that. I sort of had. I don't think I really did. I had like goldfish and things when I was small. I think my sister was the one who was always into the pets and the animals and things, you know, dogs, cats, gerbils, you name it. She had it at one time or another.
Yeah. So you're more of a cat person than a dog person then?
More of a cat person than a dog person.
Do you know anyone
yes.
who's a dog person?
Well, my sister. I think that's my sister again with her. She's got a golden Labrador called Daisy. Who's actually quite cute as well, particularly when you tickle her.
When you said you were a cat person, I thought, yes. And to my friends who will probably be listening to this podcast at one point, you hear that? This person is on a radio station and likes cats better than dogs.
Cats look after themselves,
yes.
Generally speaking.
Yes.
You know? That's the important thing.
Interesting. So is there anything you'd like to input or say to us before we go?
Well, tell me a little bit more about your podcast. How many of them have you done so far?
So we started off on the planning phase. We interviewed our scouting leader, Andrew's, one of his colleagues, and it was very fun. He taught us all the techniques. This is actually our first podcast in an actual studio.
Okay.
We at the start, me and Mark had a small conversation about bread, what different types we liked. And we had two completely different sides of white bread versus brown bread. So we were thinking of doing maybe a small conversation on that sometime.
I think that could be a very, very important subject. You could go along to Fitzbillies or somewhere like that and find out about how they sort out their bread. It's quite interesting. Some of the local shops, having bread which is often baked in Cambridge. So do you want to be on the radio when you later on or something else?
Yeah, I think maybe. But when we were talking about the interviews that we've been doing, I actually interviewed Julia Late, an author, who has written two books and is releasing another, which is kind of aimed for young adults. It's called An Impossible Past.
Uh-huh.
And I've interviewed her on that, and we're now interviewing you on this.
You're doing a pretty good job. It's always when you're the person who normally does the interviews. When somebody wants to interview you, it can be a little bit scary. But thank you very much for coming to see us here.
You're welcome. All right. Thank you for listening to the podcast. We're now at 7:30. Thank you.
And cut.
Off. Okay. Good.
Hello, and welcome to the Big Debate with me, Alex. We have Mark and Noah here today who will be discussing bread. Mark, would you like to start us off?
Yes, well, I am almost a bread connoisseur. I love bread. Now, I love almost every type of bread, as long as you don't start talking about brown bread.
And Noah, what do you think? Do you have any objections, or do you want to say your own opinions?
Well, me and Mark, you see, the reason we wanted to do this was because I had a discussion that I liked brown bread more than white bread. And at that point, I found out that I wasn't eating brown bread, I was eating white bread. So this is kind of turning into us talking about bread. I personally hate seeded bread. You give me any type of seeded bread, and you might as well just throw it straight in the bin.
Well, I'd like to say that I completely agree with Noah's point. But don't get me started on brown seeded bread, because this could turn into a 20-minute debate where we just both agree on how bad that brown seeded bread is.
Does anyone feel anything about white seeded bread? I know it might not really be a thing, but maybe white seeded tiger bread.
I don't know.
Is
anything?
Can we look that up? Can we have someone look that up for us? Is there such thing as white seeded tiger bread?
You ask Siri. Siri. So while we're waiting, are there any? I prefer white tiger bread with ham. That's my perfect sandwich right there.
Well, I'm more of a toast guy, you know. Oh. You gotta have the toast on the bread. So you can get a seeded white bloomer from Sainsbury's. I've just heard that.
No.
Let's see. That a white bread that is white. Seeded?
I'd like to know, who here would like a white seeded bread? Or would you rate it out of, on a scale of 1 to 10, white seeded bread?
I feel like white seeded bread shouldn't be a thing. Thing is, seeds are normally brown.
Mm-hmm.
So you put your brown seeds on your white bread. Because what are you going to do? What's those seeds that go on top of your burger bun at McDonald's? I don't think they go that well with your bread.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about burgers, because they're bread, aren't they? Do you like brown burgers or white burgers?
I have actually never heard of a brown bread burger. So, this is starting to get very interesting. So, can I have a final answer from each of you? What's the best type of bread to you first, Mark?
I really just like plain toasty bread, or you know, like sliced, pre-sliced soft bread, and you just put it in the toaster, spread some butter. That is my ideal bread.
And Noah?
White tiger bread with ham, or toast, any type of, any colour toast with butter.
So that is our opinions on bread. Thank you for listening to this episode of Scout Sound Scrambled. We hope that you've enjoyed it, and we hope to see you soon.